The Archbishop of Sydney has conceded that a letter he wrote to a man who said he'd been sexually abused by a Catholic priest was badly worded and a mistake. But Cardinal George Pell has defended his overall handling of the case. Cardinal Pell, the country's highest ranking Catholic, was responding to a report on ABC's Late Line program, which raised the issue of whether he had knowingly misled the sexual abuse victim. The Archbishop says while he disagreed on one point with an internal investigation into the man's allegations, the church did take action and the priest was stood down. Barbara Miller reports.
Cardinal George Pell is busy preparing for the arrival next week of the Pope in Sydney for World Youth Day. But today he's had to take time out to defend his handling of a case of alleged sexual abuse dating back to 1982. That's when Anthony Jones, who was in his late 20s at the time, says he was abused by a Sydney priest, Father Terence Goodall, while in a swimming pool. Mr. Jones spoke to the ABC's Late Line programme.
The water wasn't that deep, so I crouched down so that the water was up to my shoulders, and then the next moment hands come around from behind me and a hand goes down into the Speedos that I had been loaned by Father Goodall, and he began to fondle my penis.
Anthony Jones says he managed to get away, but afterwards in the presbytery, Father Goodall pushed him down on the bed and rubbed against him inappropriately. 20 years later, Anthony Jones reported the matter to the church. The church investigated, and in 2003, Cardinal Pell wrote to Anthony Jones, saying a report by the investigator Howard Murray had recommended that his allegations of inappropriate behaviour be found to be substantiated. But
there's no other complaint of attempted sexual assault has been received against Father Goodall, and he categorically denies the accusation. Mr. Murray was of the opinion that the complaint of attempted aggravated sexual assault cannot be considered to have been substantiated.
However, on the same day, Cardinal Pell wrote to another man who said he'd been abused by the same priest as a young boy. In that letter, the Cardinal said the complaints of indecent assault by Father Goodall of the boy had been found to be substantiated. Anthony Jones says that was a misrepresentation.
His signatures are on the letters, so he had to know. Cardinal Pell misrepresented the truth.
Today, Cardinal Pell has admitted his letter to Anthony Jones was badly worded, but he says his mistake was based on the fact that he understood aggravated sexual assault to be synonymous with rape. Cardinal Pell says he did not agree with the internal investigator that that claim had been substantiated.
I accepted Howard Murray's two basic recommendations. He was the assessor I appointed, presented in January 2003. A, that Father Goodall be assessed for suitability to continue acting as a priest. This was done, and he was then stood down from priestly activity. B, that the allegations of both complainants had been sustained and that they be offered remedial assistance. However, I differed from Murray because I did not believe there was sufficient evidence of rape where that was alleged.
In an interview for the AM programme, Tony Eastley pressed Cardinal Pell on the issue.
Bishop Pell, how did you come to write to Anthony Jones dismissing his allegations on the grounds that they were the only ones against Father Goodall, when you knew of another matter and wrote confirming that assault on the same day?
Yes, that was poorly put. I was attempting to inform him that there was no other allegation of rape, and that the incidents were run together. That was done badly.
You said that soon after you'd made this mistake in your initial letter to Mr. Jones, that a subsequent letter you expressed sorrow at what Mr. Jones had suffered. When was that letter sent to him? Was that in the same year?
Yes, that I think was a couple of months later. But I didn't realise that I had made a mistake at that stage, because I thought that phrases like aggravated assault, which would apply only to rape, and that was the distinction I was trying to make. It was not useful, but I didn't realise the mistake at that stage.
In a controversial and complex legal case, Father Terence Goodall was later convicted of the indecent assault of Anthony Jones under laws from the time of the incident in 1982, when homosexual sex was still illegal. Cardinal Pell says he now considers the issue closed, but the AM programme asked him whether he was aware of any similar mistakes in other cases.
In this case, plenty was done. There were mistakes made in the letter, but otherwise the procedures were good. If there are allegations of mismanagement or inactivity, we simply invite the victims of the complainants to go to the police or to the church.
The Archbishop of Sydney, Cardinal George Pell. That report by Barbara Miller, and you can hear an extended interview with Cardinal Pell on tomorrow's AM programme.